David Lanzoni from DEA, Kelly Julison, co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership. So we don't have a ton of time. So the national night out is tonight?
Yes, sir. That's okay. Correct. Yep.
So people who are just joining us and don't know, you know, just whoever wants to take it, like, explain what this is.
So thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate having
it's good
having
to see
us
you.
Back. Yeah, it's great to see you again as well. National Night Out is an annual thing that's held across the country, and it's an opportunity for law enforcement on the both the on all three federal, state, and local level to get out in the community and have a positive engagement with the citizens of whatever town USA that we're going to be at.
So you'll have local cops, state troopers, and you as a DEA agent?
That is correct.
FBI too?
Yeah, you know what? There will be FBI agents.
Any CIA?
Sir, I don't know about that one. Those guys don't talk to me too often. But no, it's a wonderful opportunity to get out and just be with the citizens of Connecticut in a positive way.
Yeah.
It's a really good opportunity.
I'll ask one more question to David, then I'll transfer it over to Kelly. But has it gotten better? Like the relationship... I still fear authority in general. So, I mean, I don't know, and we can talk about what Hartford's doing to change things too, but like, do you feel like the connection with the people you serve has improved?
It all depends on the situation, but overall, yes, right? I think the only
I mean, if you're knocking down doors, it's a little different.
Correct. I was going to say, it depends on who we're interacting with, but the public at large, the public as a whole, it's typically a very positive engagement. I mean, not to go towards the enforcement world, but when we do leave a situation, there are people in the neighborhoods that say thank you, right? Because they know that that one individual, those two or three people that we removed are the reasons why there's problems in their community, right? Or in their street or on their block. But this night is such a fun night. A lot of the DEA special agents and a lot of the locals that we work with look forward tonight, you know, kick a soccer ball around, maybe shoot some hoops, just have a general conversation with some kids and do it in a very positive way. So...
Kelly, where is this going to be in Connecticut? Do you know all the different sites?
So it's in many different cities. We're going to be, the Governor's Prevention Partnership is going to be in 5 cities tonight. We're going to be in Waterbury, South Windsor, my hometown. We're going to be in Hartford, New London, and East Hartford.
And what's the time frame from when to when?
So they start all over. Like, I know New Haven, they have something that starts this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Solomon Crossing. And then some of the other ones are evening ones, more like 5 to 8.
And basically, like, what can you paint? Either way, paint the picture of, like, if I show up at this, what am I going to see?
There's just
like a bunch of like people with badges standing there, like they're at a school dance, and I got to go over and talk to them.
No, I think it's just a great opportunity. Like, think of any community event where you go to where there's opportunity to have your face painted. There might be a bounce house.
Oh, so
they
it's
might
like
have a helicopter landing. It's just a really great time. And for us, it's such an amazing opportunity to partner to really create that positive connection. At the Governor's Prevention Partnership, we're all about creating those opportunities for our young people, whether it's through mentoring or having that positive relationship with any adult in their life. So being able to leverage a night like tonight, to create the positive relationship between young people and police officers is so critical.
Can you explain to people what the Governor's Prevention Partnership actually is?
Sure. The Governor's Prevention Partnership is a statewide nonprofit that's focused on preventing youth substance misuse.
And how are we in the battle in terms of, I don't know what the overdose statistics are of late, but is it, because it's just not getting, I mean, people talk about fentanyl, but I don't see, I remember like pre-pandemic, I did something in Massachusetts when I was working in, like in Bridgewater and some of these towns, Gloucester, Mass, like a lot of places are, we just did a lot of news stories on this stuff, and mm-hmm. I just don't see a lot of news stories on it. So how are we in this ebb and flow?
The good news is that overdose rates are going down here in the state, and I think that a lot of things contribute to that. But we still have a lot of work to do, as I'm sure Dave can talk about in much greater depth, just the fentanyl and the challenge of the fentanyl coming in and the pills that are the counterfeit pills that people are getting and what those are laced with, and just knowing the risk of death being there really anytime someone uses. And so for us, going totally upstream, when you consider prevention, it's really having those conversations. So a young person who's at a party isn't going to think that it's okay, I'm just going to try it this once and see what happens, because there's such inherent risk with doing that.
Can I do a little myth debunking here for a quick second? We're talking with David Lanzoni from DEA and Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership. You know, everyone says, you know, all the fentanyl comes from China, and, you know, and like, is that true? Like, is it true that most of the illegal fentanyl comes through, like, the Mexican border? Like, does it come by boat? Like, do we know where this stuff is coming from?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do. The precursor chemicals are definitely coming from Chinese origin, right, from these pharmaceutical companies and offshore companies. those chemicals are in turn shipped over to Mexico, and there's two primary responsible parties in Mexico for synthesizing those chemicals into synthetic opioid known as fentanyl, right? And now it's going to be the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco cartel. And their only goal is to ship as much fentanyl as they can across our southwest border. You know, for the first time...
But they kill people, they lose customers. I've never really understood it.
I was just going to address that. That's a question I get asked pretty regularly, Brian. I'll be honest with you. I'll be entering my 25th year next week with the 2 weeks with DEA. For the first time, we have a demand problem, not a supply problem, right? So that's why awareness is so important. And that's why the DEA here, I could tell you, our administrator, Ms. Ann Milgram, has gone on a campaign with this One Pill Can Kill awareness. And that's why these relationships with the Governor's Prevention Partnership, other civic organizations are so deeply important, because as a community, as a culture, as a country, we've been completely desensitized to pills, right? Turn on the TV on any given day, every ad is for a pill for some condition. The word fentanyl in and of itself is not a bad word, right? Because it is a very great opioid that helps treat pain. But synthetic fentanyl, like, you know,
or unregulated,
being made in a super lab in Mexico to be made to look exactly like Adderall and Xanax, now all of a sudden we have a major problem.
So just last quick question, we'll get back to the National Night Out. So people are actually taking fentanyl. When I first covered this stuff, it was like, oh, I'll have my heroin with a little bit of fentanyl. But now they want fentanyl, not heroin.
Unfortunately, that is
okay.
The case.
Because I'm not as in tune with this stuff because I'm not a journalist on this stuff as much as I was in the past. Kelly Julison from the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Dave Lanzoni from DEA joining us here. National Night Out is tonight. I think it's important for people, just if you want something to do, come by and say hello. Like, it's not just about somebody who may have been touched by something like this. People should just go, and I think it bears repeating, just tell me the locations where you'll be tonight.
Sure. The Governor's Prevention Partnership tonight is partnering in Hartford at Goodwin Park, Keeney Park, New Haven at Solomon Crossing, New London at Ocean Park Beach, South Windsor at Nevers Park, and Waterbury in front of City Hall. And this is a great family opportunity. I'm bringing my almost 6-year-old with me just to connect and to play and to show young people that, you know, look for the helpers. Mr. Rogers has always said that, you know, when you're in a bad situation, look for the helpers. And these are the helpers. And to create those positive connections and think of who else those positive connections in our life could be.
Dave, did you start off as a police officer? You were a federal agent from the get-go.
No, I started off as an investigator for the DA's office, as a victim advocate in Essex County, Mass. And then I was a probation officer in Lawrence. And then I turned to DEA. So I was never a local.
I'm curious because I think what Hartford's doing with their beefing up the community policing, I think it's really a good thing, and I'm wondering if that's going to start a trend. Any opinion on what they're doing in Hartford? You know how they're putting more people on the streets. Does that have an impact that you think will be a positive?
I think so. I think that we'll see that. I think we'll see more communities who are trying things out. I know that there's a lot of communities who have looked to go beyond just the traditional beat approach and create other opportunities for people to get them the services that they need and create those positive connections.
Where can people go to get more information if they can't, if they're in the car and can't write down a site tonight? Is there a place?
They should just go online and look for a National Night Out in Connecticut, and it'll show all the cities that are offering events tonight.
Kelly, David, it's great to see you guys as always. And again, National Night Out is tonight, and you can go look that up and you can get the different times and bring your kids. It'll be a lot of fun.